US government regulators have taken control of Silicon Valley Bank, a key player in the tech startup sector. The move comes after shares of SVB Financial Group, the parent of Silicon Valley Bank, dropped by over 60% for the second day in a row, and trading on the stock has frozen. It's the largest bank failure since Washington Mutual in 2008, and it's caused widespread concern across the banking industry. Bloomberg's senior markets editor, Mike Regan, joins me for the latest. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Deepa. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so we mentioned this is the second day of shares dropping in value and that the government has assumed control. Seems serious. What's the latest?
Well, yeah, basically the California regulators have taken over the bank and more or less passed it off to the FDIC, which is the federal program that insures bank deposits up to $250,000. So now the FDIC will try to figure out what it can do to resolve this bank to make sure that all the depositors get their money back or at least as much as possible. So that process just started today.
And SVB is one of America's top 20 banks. What caused this collapse?
Well, it's concentrated in the, as you pointed out, the tech startup space. So it's important to understand how that works. Typically in Silicon Valley, if a tech company wants to start up a new a business, they get money from a venture capital firm. And that, you know, they put into a bank like SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, and, you know, use it to pay salaries, pay their rent and everything. And that first fundraising from venture capital firms is usually not everything. Usually they go back maybe a year or two later and say, look, we're off the ground, but we still need more money. Can you invest more in us? Or else they'll go and they'll borrow money somewhere else. And the financial environment right now is such that for years that venture capital money was flowing very freely. But the venture capital companies have gotten very nervous. Many of them were hit by the crypto collapse, the collapse in cryptocurrencies last year. So there's not as much funding available for these startups. So that means they're burning through the deposits at a bank like SVB. So to honor those deposits, SVB has to sell some of their assets to raise that money. And the problem is, even though a lot of that money was invested in very safe bonds, the bond market last year had an awful year. So SVB trying to sell these assets to pay back depositors is raising less money than what the depositors put in, basically. It's just a very tough situation for a bank. And word of this has gotten out because SVB, you know, basically announced what's going on and their efforts to raise more money. And that caused many venture capital firms to advise their clients to pull their money out of SVB, which really accelerated the situation just yesterday and today and really turned what was a big problem for the bank into a major crisis that put it out of business.
All right. Well, Mike Regan, senior markets editor at Bloomberg, thanks for bringing us up to speed.
Thank you, Deepa.